How do you acquire the interest of the female species?
You mean personally? Sharp suits, man. Well, you know, a little hygiene is not such a bad thing. As a start, decent haircut, you know, certain amount of cleanliness. That's a good thing. What's rule one in the first book? Stand up straight with your shoulders back. That's a good thing to do. You know, what do women look for? Depends on the wisdom of the woman, obviously. But, well, it does because, you know, you can, narcissists can fool naive women. That's why narcissists propagate, by the way. And we know this because narcissistic psychopaths, young women are more likely to fall for narcissistic psychopaths. And the reason for that is they can't tell them from competent men. Because narcissistic psychopaths imitate competence. And that's their niche. And so they have a confidence that isn't justified by their ability. But the women check out the confidence as a marker of ability, and the falsely confident can fool them, especially if they're young and naive. And so, well, so let's say you're not going to be a narcissistic psychopath, which is often what those, like, manosphere dating sites teach you, is like, you know, wear an expensive watch and peacock a bit, and to peacock is to wear something, some item of clothing that's, you know, a little bit out of the ordinary, something a little bit more colorful than might be generally the case, so that you look like you're confident enough to pull that off with panache. But mostly it's just training in a kind of deceptive narcissism. Now, you know, a wallflower guy might benefit from some training in narcissistic psychopathy, you know, just to sort of balance them out a bit. So you can make some progress forward. That's why people like Andrew Tate are so popular. And I'm not saying that in an entirely dismissive manner, but there's a huge danger there. But generally what women want is something like confident, productive generosity, fundamentally. And so, you know, if that's allied with physical attractiveness and a sense of humor and, you know, the sorts of features that a man would also look for in a woman, so much the better. But your basic bet... And my suspicions are the guy who answered this question is probably young. First of all, no one likes young men, so if women don't like you, it's like, well, that's par for the course. Who likes young men? No one. Why? Well, they're basically troublesome and useless, and so that's why. So cross-culturally, women like men who are about 4 years older than them. And the reason for that is, you know, women are more vulnerable on the sexual front, and they have to make themselves even more vulnerable if they have children, especially when the children are infants. And so they're looking for guys who are competent enough to be able to take care of themselves, at least, and then have enough left over for a wife and a dependent child. And not because the wife wants to be taken care of, because it isn't exactly like women want to be taken care of. It's more reciprocal relationship. But if a woman has a dependent child, then both of them have to be taken care of, especially when the child's an infant. And so women tilt the scales toward assessment of men on the grounds of their competent generosity. And the reason, and you know, men might be annoyed about that, but I would say, well, if you were a woman, you'd do the same thing. And you know how I know that? It's because women are female humans. And so if you were a woman, you'd be just like a woman. So, because that's what a woman is, right? So... you can't blame women. It's like, clue in there, buddy. If all women don't like you, it's you. And that's, you know, that's so annoying. It's especially if you're young, because most women aren't going to like you. And it is you. So you have to grow up. But then, you know, you got to understand that if you make yourself competent and productive and generous and a little bit socially skilled and reasonably clean, eventually, you know, you'll fool someone and then, and then, you know, might take a few years, but generally it happens. So that's the thing, is don't be a fool. Turn yourself into someone who's worth being around. And And then develop enough social skills so you advertise yourself genuinely. Because, you know, it's not also useful if you're a man to be competent, productive, and generous, and then so timid and socially unskilled that no one can tell. That's also not helpful. Engineers do that all the time. So my friend Jim, he's my brother-in-law, he's a great engineer. He said, engineers are the only men who never figured out how to turn social status into mating opportunities. That's such a funny line. It's also true. You know what? I'm going to tell you a story about him, too. I was with him and a friend of mine who's also an engineer in a bar in Palo Alto in California. It was so damn funny. It was a wine bar, a pretty sophisticated place, you know. And I was sitting there talking to them, and they're both high-end engineers and, like, super bright people, but they're engineers. And so, and there was this quite attractive woman there about our age. This was, like, 15 years ago, and she was a teacher. She tried to get herself integrated into the conversation, and she was a teacher, and she lived in Palo Alto, and she was clearly there alone and wanted some company, and so funny, because this poor girl, she was trying to get into the conversation, and she was listening, and she'd offer an opinion, she was trying to play along, and those bloody engineers, they just told her, like, five ways she was wrong, and then kept on talking to each other, and it's like, it's so funny. Then she'd look kind of abashed, you know, and out of place, and then she'd muster up some courage a little farther down the conversation, and she'd offer an opinion, and then they'd tell her, like, just like engineers, no, this, you're wrong, and here's five reasons why. And it's like, then she could, she eventually, you know, left. Surprise, surprise. And I pointed out to them what they had done. And, like, these are pretty sophisticated guys, but it was just so goddamn comical to watch. I could hardly stand it. It's like, you bloody engineers, you wonder why, you know, it's hard for you to mate. It was really funny. So, yeah, so look, if you're a young guy, it's like, straighten yourself up, you know. Don't be eating, you know, Cheetos in the basement, covering yourself with orange dust and being bitter about women. It's like, go out there and make yourself useful in some dimension or rather, and, you know, fortify yourself a bit and have some confidence, and then figure out how to present yourself in a manner commensurate with that, and, you know, get out there in the world so people can see you now and then, and, you know, some poor woman will be desperate enough to give you a shot at some point. All right. That's how I caught her, you know. Actually, that's a lie, too, because she actually caught me. So, all right. Yeah, I chased her for a long time, and then she caught me. Yeah. Okay. Before I say something else.